Can you believe we are the second weekend of August in this year? We have been 7.5 months of preaching this year on trusting God with all of your heart. That's been our theme for 2026, to trust God. And we believe that He is worthy of our trust. I want to ask you, how are you doing with that? Are you growing in your trust of the Lord? Are you holding on to Him more today than you were 7.5 months ago? When trials and hardships come, what is your source of strength? Are you looking to Him, or are you just trying to get stronger yourself to carry the load? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, some of the translations, I think the King James being one of them, adds the word heavy to the text. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. It's in Jesus that we find rest for our souls. It's in Jesus that we find peace amidst the chaos that we sometimes live in. He never meant for us to carry our burdens alone. What I hope and pray is that we are growing in our trust of the Lord. It would be sad if for 7.5 months we have been challenged from the Word of God to trust Him, and still, when trials come and struggles, that we would try to bulk up and carry those burdens ourselves. Just pile one more burden on, just like this fella here in the picture behind me. We're really trying, and yet we know that eventually enough burden on our shoulders, it's going to break us down. Jesus is saying, give your burdens to me. I can carry them for you. I want your burdens. They're not too heavy for me, but they are too heavy for you. We must learn to give our burdens to Him and leave them there. Isn't that the truth? Oftentimes, we'll give our burdens to Him. We want to lay them at the foot of the cross, and then we take them right back with us. And Jesus isn't wanting that to happen. He's saying, give your burdens to me and leave them with me, because I can handle them better than what you can. Jesus is never overwhelmed with our burdens. He is never stressed out. He's never got more than what He can handle. He is okay with our problems. And it's not just my problems that He's dealing with. He's dealing with all of our problems and the people around this world that turn to Him. He is an amazing, all-powerful God. He says, trust me with whatever it is that is causing you stress. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. There are so many verses that instruct us to trust Him. And I want to read some of them to you. Over these months past, there's been Sundays that I've just taken some time out of the sermon and read to you a number of scriptures instructing us to trust the Lord. And this is one of those Sundays I want to do that again. And when I do that, I'm not repeating verses that I've used already. I just want, over these Sundays that I do this, for you to realize there is a whole listing of scriptures that are teaching us to trust God. How about Psalms chapter 9, verse 10? And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 22, verses 4 and 5. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Psalms 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Psalms 32, verse 10, many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him. Psalms 56, verse 11, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Now, you notice all of these verses that I've read to you in this list are from the book of Psalms. David lived under a lot of stress and hardship, and he learned firsthand that God, trusting him, is the only way to live. Otherwise, life is too hard. It's too overwhelming. Well, do the other writers of Scripture agree with him? I think they do. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. He who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. And Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1 says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. Isn't it easy to put your trust in other things? Yeah, it's really easy to do that. But realize those other things cannot save us. They cannot deliver us. They cannot bring peace to our troubled soul. I'll give you one more verse, this time from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. It says, blessed is the man who trust in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. The message is consistent. It's very loud and clear that we need to trust in the Lord. We need to place ourselves in His hands because there are no better hands to be in. We need to give to Him our stress and our burdens. This morning, I want to challenge you particularly to trust God with your pain. And you see on the front of your bulletin that same challenge. Trust God with your pain. Some of you live with a lot of pain, and that makes life very hard for you. There are a number of options for us when we are in that position. We can try to grit our way through pain and be tough. But we know that pain eventually can wear a person down. Another option is we can complain about it. But that's not a good option for us. Here's a third option. We can grow bitter from the pain. And if we're not careful, we can fall into that category. It's not a good option for anyone. The best option is to trust Him with your pain. First of all, trust God with your physical pain. Now don't think that I'm going to go down that road of saying, if you trust Him enough, then He will take away all of your pain. I know better than to say that or believe that. And unfortunately, there are some preachers out there who are speaking that kind of message, but I don't find that message anywhere in the Scripture. The Apostle Paul had some kind of physical infirmity. He called it his thorn in the flesh. We're not sure exactly what it was, but it was a hindrance to him. It was an irritant, and he asked God to take it from him. Three times he asked God to take that thorn away from him. And I'm figuring if anybody had enough faith in their praying, it would have been the Apostle Paul. And here Paul is, he's asking God to take the thorn away from him. And do you remember what God said? He said, no. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in your weakness. And so, no, I'm not going to go down that road saying if you have enough faith, then call out to God and He will take your physical pain from you. He may not. You know, Cindy and I both believe that God can do anything. We believe that God is able to do the impossible, to make that which is impossible possible. And I've told you this before, more than 20 years ago. In fact, here about 2 weeks ago, Cindy said to me, do you know what today is? No, I don't know what today is. She said, 23 years ago today is when she and the kids, all three of them, had an accident. They were rear-ended by a semi on the highway. They were going down to Tyro, where her family is at. They were just on the east side of Coffeyville. It's a two-lane highway. The car in front of them was waiting on traffic, wanting to turn left. And so Cindy had come up behind that car and had stopped, waiting for that car to turn left. And the semi coming behind her did not see that the traffic was stopped and slammed into her going about 60 miles an hour, a car carrier. And, you know, we were fortunate that I didn't lose the whole family. It was a miracle. But she has paid a very high price from that wreck for 23 years, and we have asked God to take the pain away. We have prayed, we have shed tears before God, asking Him to take the pain from her. He hasn't done it. And yet, we have a choice to make. Are we going to trust God? Are we going to hold on to Him? Are we going to go one of those other options that I mentioned to you of complaining and becoming bitter? There's no better way to live than to trust Him, even though He may not always act exactly the way that we would like for Him to act. A couple of things I will say to this. As we trust God, we follow His lead, meaning that we ask Him to lead us to the right doctor, to lead us to the right medicine. And sometimes those avenues can help us with our physical pain. Cindy has tried lots of doctors through the years and lots of medication, and for some reason God has chosen not to take her pain away. But you know what? And I know she probably doesn't like me putting the spotlight on her this morning. She didn't know I was going to do this. She's one of my heroes in the faith. Because her light shines out of the darkness of pain. I've never known her to be moody in 43 years of marriage. Never known her to be moody. And she doesn't complain. You wouldn't know she lives with pain. She's putting her trust in the Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to put our trust in Him and let our light shine out of the darkness of our pain. C.S. Lewis used to say this: God whispers to us in our pleasures, but He shouts to us in our pain. Let that sink in for a moment. Isn't that true? I mean, all of us can live on the mountaintop. All of us can live when our lives are comfortable and we're singing songs of joy. But when we're hurting, when we have physical pain that is plaguing us every single day, throughout the day, yeah, I'd say God is shouting to us in our pain. Our pain drives us to Him, to take shelter in Him, because we realize that we cannot endure through this pain without Him. Now, I don't know where you're at in your personal comfort level. Maybe you're like me. I have to admit, I am not a person who lives with much pain. But some of you do. Some of you live with this kind of pain that I'm talking about today. And we just need to know the best option for us is to trust God with our pain. And no, we're not going to give up asking for Him to help us to take the pain away. And I won't give up asking. I will continue to pray in faith in Jesus' name. I believe that He can make the impossible possible. But together we must choose to give ourselves to Him amidst the pain. And to know that this life is short, it's temporary, and heaven is for eternity, and heaven is going to make everything right, praise the Lord. There will be no more pain in heaven. Amen? One other thing to think about: God understands your physical pain, as does Jesus. Jesus endured so much pain Himself as He was beaten within an inch of His life. Brady did such a good job with the communion meditation, and it fits so well with what I wanted to say here. The fact that Jesus understands our pain because He experienced pain more than what we can imagine. And Brady is right, 40 lashes usually brought death to someone. That Roman soldier, a cat of nine tails, if you've ever read or studied about that whip, it was a terrible tool of torment. And they beat Jesus 40 lashes minus one, the historians tell us. He had to be close to death. Crown of thorns on His head. The fist to the face. Yeah, Jesus understands our pain, so cry out to Him for mercy. Trust Him to help you. Trust Him to help you with your pain, maybe to free you from your pain, or at least to help you endure through your pain, and that your light will shine brightly for Him. I want to give you a second point this morning. Trust God with your mental and emotional pain. There are so many people who suffer in these ways. And again, God understands our pain. He gave up His only begotten Son. He knows the anguish of pain. Jesus knows the anguish of mental and emotional pain. Think about this. He was rejected by His hometown people of Nazareth. He was rejected by His own brothers. He was rejected by the crowds whom he had come here to love and give himself up for. He was scoffed at. He was spit upon. He was betrayed by one of his own disciples. And all of the other disciples scattered when he needed them most. Jesus knows the deep hurt of emotional pain and the anguish of mental pain. He loves you, and he wants to help you through your mental and emotional pain. By all means, seek the help of professional people who are qualified to help. Counselors, doctors, psychiatrists, and the meds that they might prescribe. And don't forget this. Don't forget this church family. You know, sometimes when we have this kind of pain, emotional pain, mental pain, what do we want to do? We want to isolate ourselves. We want to hide. We don't want to be around people. And yet, I think God has given us the church family that can be an emotional support. God has given us a family of believers that can surround us and love us and pray for us and encourage us and to stand alongside of us. We shouldn't isolate ourselves, though that may be our tendency. We should fight that and decide, I want to be a part of this family. I want to be here. And I want to look to encourage others who are maybe struggling in their lives. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. He's called the God of all comfort. Jesus is called our Prince of Peace. The Holy Spirit is called our Helper, our Counselor, our Comforter. And so when you have emotional pain, when you have mental anguish, turn to God. Turn to Jesus and the Holy Spirit and let them help you with your pain. And I've had some of this kind of pain in my extended family. Still having it. And it's hard. One thing I know for sure, he will never leave us or forsake us, and there is no tear shed that he doesn't see it and know about it. There's no hurt so deep that his grace isn't deeper still. One final pain that we need to trust him with your spiritual pain. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. We have a past that is very ugly. Did you hear me say that? We, not you, we have a past that is very ugly. All of us do. And Satan wants to remind us of our past. We talked about that in the Sunday school hour this morning. And Dean over here likes to talk about the little guy on your shoulder. The little guy on your shoulder is always reminding you of your past and what you've done and all the ugliness of your past. And Jesus wants to deal with that little fella on the shoulder and kick him away. We all have spiritual pain. And Jesus says, hey, come to me and let me clean you up. Let me forgive you. He wants to do that. God's grace is greater than our sin. I hope you believe that. Just as his grace is deep enough to help us with our mental or emotional anguish, so too his grace is deep enough to help us with our spiritual anguish. His grace is greater than all my sins. You familiar with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24? It says, "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed." The word healed means to be cured, to be made whole. You and I can be made whole by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. All we have to do is give our sins to him and rest in the promise of his forgiveness. His blood cleanses us from whatever sin that you want to mention. The sin of immorality, gone. The sin of bitterness, gone by the blood of Jesus. The sin of selfishness or abortion or greed or murder, all of that gone by the precious, powerful blood of Jesus. All we have to do is give our sins to him, and he will in turn give us his righteousness. We'd be foolish not to take advantage of that. That trade-off. We give him our sin, we get his righteousness in return. His invitation to us is to say yes to him. And most of us here today probably have said yes to Jesus already. And we have that promise of forgiveness. We have experienced it. But maybe there's someone here today. Maybe there's two or three someones here today who have never said yes to Jesus. And it's time for you to do that and to be blessed with his freedom from your spiritual pain. Let's pray together. God, help us. Help us to say yes to you. Yes, I want to give you my physical pain. Yes, I want to give you my mental, emotional pain. Yes, I want to give you my spiritual pain. I want to trust you. And so whichever of those categories touch our life today, may we say yes to you. In Jesus' name, amen.